WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day and a new week here on the program. And as you can hear, my voice isn't 100%, which I don't know why that is. I didn't talk all weekend. Didn't do anything that should have strained my voice. Probably just the weather. And this is the weather that I hate. When it feels gross like this. Nope, I'm going to just stay indoors. And that's what I did all weekend. I had considered leaving the house on Saturday, opened the door, thought, well, I don't have any air conditioning in the car. I can wait to do whatever I got to do until next week. So I guess it was a relaxing weekend for me. Hopefully it was for you as well. And, of course, as we get further into the summer, there's a lot that's going on. And we'll keep you up to date with all of that, of course. So there's a lot that we can discuss this morning. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light. We'll be turning on the light. And there's a number of things that we can discuss with Jack. Of course, definitely want to get his memories of former District Attorney Paul Walsh, whose service will be coming up this week on Saturday. We can also talk about a number of other issues that are going on in the city. And there's a few things that I'd like to bring up through the course of the morning as well. But hopefully you didn't have a weekend full of fireworks exploding in your neighborhood as you were trying to fall asleep. Hopefully you got to enjoy them at the right time, the proper time, which I guess was a bit of an issue in Marion over the weekend. The Marion fireworks were originally scheduled for, I believe, Saturday, and they postponed them to Sunday because of the weather. And then on Sunday, they set them off an hour early, which people felt like they didn't have enough advance notice for. And when they set them off, there was a lot of low-lying fog that kept people from being able to actually see the fireworks. Now, this is something that happened in New Bedford a couple of years ago that caused a lot of complaints. So then New Bedford had postponed fireworks again when there was weather that looked like it was not going to be conducive to seeing them, and people complained about that. And then in January, well, December, for the New Year's Eve fireworks, they went with the LED drone show instead of traditional fireworks because that's a little bit more controllable against the elements. People complained about that. So I think that you're never going to satisfy everybody. But one of the things that a lot of people were complaining about with this Marion fireworks situation is that had they just set them off at the regular time, the planned time of 9 p.m., it would have been darker, so people would have been able to see them more, even with the fog. And I guess also some of the fog had cleared out and dissipated. Now, I can't speak to that. I wasn't out in the harbor and got a chance to see what it looked like, so I'm just going by what social media reports were, but I guess they had raised $70,000 in fundraising to pay for these fireworks. And people were like, well, that money just got literally thrown up in the air without anything for anybody to see. They literally just set $70,000 on fire and nobody really got anything out of it. So there's fireworks are such a crapshoot, man. And by that point, you know, they've probably secured whatever they need to rent, whether it be a company to launch the fireworks or in this case, a barge to fire them from. They probably rented it for Saturday and then a rain date of Sunday. They don't have another date set. So that if they can't go Saturday and then they can't go Sunday, the only other option is to cancel them because it's July. You can't set another date now. These things are all booked up. Whether it be the pyrotechnics company or the barge or whatever it may be. So it's not like they can just say, you know what, we'll hold off and do it next weekend instead. And then what happens if next weekend the weather isn't conducive to fireworks? So what they could have done is they could have canceled the show for this year altogether, kept the money in the bank to pay for next year's show. But people wouldn't have been happy about that either. And I just don't understand why people get so worked up about something like this. Like the vitriol on social media over this. Should they have waited? Probably. If they had just waited an hour and done them in the regular time, maybe things would have been different. I don't know what kind of weather service they're subscribing to. You've got all the old Yankees on social media saying, well, I could tell. I knew that the fog was going to dissipate. You felt the wind hitching from the east. Like, I don't know, like whatever excuse you're going to use, whatever rationale you're going to use. You still should have, I don't know. I just find it odd that you would set them off an hour early. When people are still trying to get settled in, trying to get to the waterfront, trying to get to wherever it is that they watch the fireworks from. And you're just going to set them off early. See, this is why I don't bother with fireworks. Such a hassle. For what? Ooh, 15 minutes, I'm back in the car. And like I said last week, seen one fireworks display, seen them all. But hey, if it's your thing, I don't fault you. But I guess people are faulting Marion for the way that these went off. But I mean, what are you supposed to do if you're in their position? I mean, I guess the smart thing would have been to just cancel them all together, but then you would have had people that are all down there, already ready for the show to happen. Already out in their boats. What's the disappointment level in canceling or postponing to next year versus the disappointment level in setting them off and nobody being able to see them? One saves you money, one wastes money. So I don't get why that decision was made, but I'm sure we'll hear more about it. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call me this morning and every morning, as well as App Chat or Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. On Friday, if you missed it, I shared a story that I was really, really excited to bring to you because, you know, everybody likes to complain about kids these days. Kids these days don't understand what it means to work for something. Kids these days don't understand the value of a dollar. Kids these days just want everything handed to them, which, again, these broad generalizations are never 100% true. And in fact, I can tell you, by having a child who is, well, he's 20 now, so he's no longer a child, but he's my child. But having a 20-year-old and seeing the way that his generation has been, do they lack motivation? I think in some cases, yes. But would I call them lazy? Well, I don't think so. I think more just frustrated because of a lack of opportunity. But when you look at generations even younger than that, well, they're making their own opportunities, such as Calvin Dos Santos, which is the story that I shared on Friday. He's a 10-year-old New Bedford boy who really loves art. It's completely his thing. He doesn't want to join sports teams. He, you know, his mom's trying to get him to join sports teams, but he's not interested in that. He just wants to draw and paint and create art. He goes to the Boys and Girls Club after school to focus on making art. And at the end of the school year, his classroom teacher gave him back all of the artwork he had done over the course of the year. So Kelvin, being the young entrepreneur that he was, said to his mom, "Hey, can I go outside and ride my bike?" And she says, "You know, yeah, just stay in the neighborhood." So he goes out and rides his bike. Comes back home. This goes on for a couple of days into summer vacation. Then his mom goes in his room and finds that he has money. He's 10 years old. Where'd you get this money from? And that's when he told her he was taking the art that he had gotten back from his teacher, and he was going on his bike and knocking on all the neighbors' doors and selling his art for $2 a piece in order to save up money to go to art school. And he was even, you know, if there wasn't something in his pile of artwork that somebody was interested in, he would take custom orders, go home and draw it for them, and then bring it back. And so I guess he had made himself quite a little bit of money already. And he wanted to keep doing this. So his mom said, "Well, if you're going to do it, you got to bring your older brother with you to be safe." And even then she was like, "Yeah, you know what? Let's wait until I can go with you." But now he's been getting opportunities since this hit social media. So he's going to have a table at the Reggae on West Beach, both dates in July and August. He's going to be doing some stuff with Third Eye Unlimited. And there are some other organizations and events that have offered him table space for him to sell his artwork. Plus, his mom is considering setting a table up outside like kids would do with a lemonade stand, except it can be his art stand where he can have artwork he's already created for sale, like a little art show, and then he can also, you know, take custom requests right there. So I just thought this was the most adorable story when I heard it last week. Was able to connect with the mom, Denise, and get the whole story. And I shared it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, including some of Kelvin's drawings and paintings. So if you get a chance, if you haven't seen that already, check it out and maybe share it around and help this young man on his path to go to art school. Who knows? Maybe someday he could be creating murals in New Bedford or creating the next big billboard or something that helps benefit and promote the city. Maybe he'll find a way to give back to everybody that is going to help him get to art school. And it's stories like that that we love to tell. So anytime you happen across something like that, please send it to me. Tim@WBSM.com, or you can send it over the app chat. But yeah, it's important for us to share news. It's important for us to report on the things that are going on around the South Coast and beyond. But what we really like to do is tell those good community stories that warm your heart and that introduce you to your friends and neighbors and that show you the vibrancy of the people of the South Coast. So you can share stories like that with me anytime. The one thing I would recommend, and people tend to do this, is I would say don't send it to us as a message on Facebook. It's so hard to check those these days. And we get inundated with so many messages that aren't legit that, I'll be honest with you, I don't pay attention to them. I don't know if Phil does, but I don't pay attention to them. So the best way to send things over to me is to email it to me, tim@wbsm.com, or send it on app chat. Or if you've got to send it on Facebook, because you're going to send it to my Tim Weisberg page. Because that one gets far less spam. But those are the stories that we like to tell. We like to feature people in the community doing good things. And a young man who said, I want to go to art school, but you know what? I'm going to try to pay my own way through my talent. And he is pretty talented. He's really good for only being 10 years old. I was a drawer when I was a kid. And there was a number of years where my goal was to become a comic book artist. Around second, third grade, I got really, really into comic books. I'd always been a fan, but I got really into them in second and third grade and started collecting them. And I collected them all the way through high school. And I had all the plans in the world to be a comic book artist. And I would go down to the school library and get the Draw 50 Superheroes book and learn how to draw all the Marvel characters. Because that's where I want to work. I want to work at Marvel. And I would create my own characters and create my own comic books. My friend Luke and I would make comics by taking notebook paper, ripping it out of the notebook and folding it in half horizontally. And we would make little like five, you know, take like five of those and have a 10-page comic book. When I moved to Sandwich, my neighbors, the kids, started a little community newspaper that they were using their mom's copying machine to distribute. And they knocked on the door trying to sell us a subscription. And I said, well, can I draw a comic strip for it? And so they let me. And it only lasted a couple of issues, but it was cool because I had a published comic strip. I mean, I thought that's what I was going to do. And then I realized in high school I wasn't as good as I thought that I would be, and I wasn't getting any better. And I had a friend who was much better than I was, who kind of degraded my work and made me not like it anymore. So I gave up on it, which is smart because it wasn't for me. But this kid is taking things into his own hands and saying, I'm going to do it. Let's take a quick call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm over at Eagle Square in Providence, believe it or not. And the reception is very good. I don't know how that happens because it fades out somewhere in Somerset and Swansea, but you get to Providence and you can still pick you guys up. Pretty good.
Just don't turn in a different direction.
I get an eye exam today, so we have to do that. But one of the things I'm calling for, I think you're going to find that it's going to be an open convention for the Democratic Party. So we have to wait for that to occur. And this is for the Republicans. They have to understand that it's quite possible that Liz Cheney can change to the Democratic Party and be nominated for president of the United States in that convention. If that occurs, then what you're going to see is the 20% of Republicans that will not vote for Trump and a growing number of others, along with the Democratic Party, and probably 40% of the independents will seal the deal. So I don't know what people think about that, but that's a possibility. Anything can happen. And I'm waiting in anticipation for the Democratic convention.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of, you know, rhetoric before that. Obviously, even here in Massachusetts, Seth Moulton's calling for Biden to step down. You're going to see a lot of rhetoric going into it. But I had a feeling that on the other side of it, it's going to be exactly, you know, what we expected.
Well, if Biden runs, in my opinion, and this is an objective opinion, he loses. And is he willing to do that and forsake his legacy when people around him can influence him to protect his legacy and get up there during the convention and say that he's not going to seek the nomination? And then you're going to see the system at its best. And it will be tumultuous, and there'll be a whole bunch of people in line, and we'll see what happens with the delegates. But he isn't releasing his delegates yet, and that's an important aspect of it all.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. All right, well, I hope your exam goes well.
I hope the reception continues. Eagle Square, Providence, Rhode Island.
All right, thanks for checking in. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
And we got to take a break here, but we'll be back in just a few moments. And we can take more of your calls as well as your app chat and your open line voicemails coming up in just a little bit. We're going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment, though. Also want to let you know that we have a new contest up for you this week. All this week, we're going to be giving away tickets to see Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire at Xfinity Center in Mansfield. So if you want to win tickets to that, all the details are at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We'll give you some more info a little bit later on. And of course, all of the concerts that we're giving away tickets to this year are all brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. So if you are a big fan of Chicago or Earth, Wind & Fire or both, make sure that you enter to win. All right. Well, now it's time to go into the newsroom and get the latest on everything happening around the world with Phil Devitt.
More Democrats weigh in on President Biden's ability to serve. Hurricane Beryl makes landfall in Texas, and a wrestling legend is about to get harder to see.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden's debate performance rightfully raised questions among Americans as to whether he has the vigor to defeat former President Trump in November. That's what California Democrat Adam Schiff told NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday.
What I do think the president needs to decide is, can he put those concerns aside? Can he demonstrate to the American people that what happened on the debate stage was an aberration, that he can and will beat Donald Trump?
Schiff said Biden has been an extraordinary president, and it will be up to him to decide whether he'll stay in the race against Trump. Voters should focus on the candidate with the best policies in the 2024 presidential race. That's what Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders told CBS's Face the Nation. Sanders conceded that Biden's age is a factor in the election, but emphasized he's the candidate talking about expanding Medicare and other priorities Americans support. Hurricane Beryl made landfall this morning just east of Matagorda, Texas. KPRC's Carolyn Brown sharing more details.
This is just the beginning. A lot of folks hear landfall and think, whew, the worst is done. But really, landfall is just the beginning with these systems.
The storm was packing maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. The eye expected to track just to the west of Houston and southeast of the town of College Station as it moves north. Some areas could receive 5 to 10 inches of rain, and tornadoes are a risk. Two people were killed and 19 others injured in a shooting at a block party on the east side of Detroit early Sunday morning. Someone opened fire just before 2:30 a.m. Police say no arrests yet. Boeing will plead guilty to criminal fraud over two fatal 737 MAX airplane crashes, one in 2018 and one in 2019. The Justice Department said Sunday the aircraft marker violated a 2021 settlement that protected the company from prosecution. Boeing also agreeing to pay a $243 million fine. An independent compliance monitor will oversee the company for the next 3 years. The widow of John Belushi is dead. Judy Belushi Pisano died Friday at the age of 73 following a reported battle with cancer. The actress and producer was the wife of Animal House and Saturday Night Live star John Belushi. The two met when both were attending high school in Illinois. The U.S. Postal Service raising the price of forever stamps later this month. Mark Mayfield with the details.
Stamps will sell for 73 cents beginning on July the 14th. That's up a nickel from the current price. Other postage costs are going up too, including postcard and metered letter rates. The increases are part of a decade-long financial outline that USPS is calling the Delivering for America Plan. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And John Cena retiring from the WWE. The 16-time world champ wrestler from Massachusetts made the surprise announcement Saturday at a WWE event in Toronto. Cena telling shocked fans he'll make one last appearance at the Royal Rumble and the Elimination Chamber, and then he will retire after WrestleMania 2025.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox shut out the Yankees 3-0, capturing their rubber match in the Bronx. They host the Oakland Athletics for a three-game series beginning tomorrow night at Fenway Park.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We can expect another warm day here on the South Coast. Morning fog clearing to mostly sunny skies later this morning and afternoon. A high of 91 degrees today. Tonight, we get down to a low of 73, but today kicks off a week of very high humidity, feeling hot again on Tuesday with a high of 88 degrees. Weather on WBSM is brought to you by C Street. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with C-Streak. Visit cstreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. We will go back to the phones in just a moment, but I want to correct something that Phil said in the news there. Not because I want to correct Phil, but I know that it was something that was incorrect in the Wire report, because it was something that was incorrectly reported all over the weekend. But John Cena is retiring. However, he is going all the way through 2025. So what he said in the ring was that WrestleMania would be his last WrestleMania, and that's all that he mentioned. But then in the press conference afterwards, he had mentioned that he's going to work 30 to 40 dates over the course of 2025, and that he'll be, you know, wrestling all the way through December. So a lot of places have been incorrectly reporting that he's only going to appear through WrestleMania, but he'll be there for the entire year. And then I'm sure there's going to be some sort of, you know, in December, some sort of Boston show, Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, in which, you know, he's going to get to come out and have his final episode dedicated to him, you know. And what's interesting about it is most wrestlers don't get that. Most wrestlers don't get to say, I'm going to retire at the end of this year and that's it. They usually have to have, you know, it's usually an injury that forces them out, or they don't get their contract picked up, or some other reason that forces them out of it. So because he is one of the greatest ever to do it, he gets to call his own shot. So he has said that this will be his last run, but you're going to get a decent run out of him with 30 or 40 dates. You know, you're going to see him quite a bit. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's positive reaction if they don't increase that number. It's all depending on what his schedule's like. You know, right now he's filming the second season of Peacemaker, so it's probably not going to be until 2025 that you get a chance to see him, but you never know. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
How you doing, Lamone?
Pretty good. So you were talking about whatchamacallit. You remember the whatchamacallit? I got a whatchamacallit. You know, I guess the normally like less than 2 ounces, you know, the weight for him. I got one that was 4 ounces. A full, well, 3.78, the size of the candy bar. So two of them, buy one, get one, buy one for $1.79, $1.64, and get the second one for free.
Wow.
So I thought about you, ate each and every bite. That's, so it's like, you know.
Those are a great candy bar. Those and Charleston Chew, my two favorites.
Charleston Chew is so underappreciated. Did you like the Big Hunk?
Is that the like the peppermint patty type thing?
No, it's like a Charles Chew, but it's like a chew, but it's got the white nougat, and it's like it just it's like.
Oh, I don't know if I've had one of those.
And so you remember how like you remember back in the days, Jolly Ranchers used to be sticks.
They used to be sticks,
and I remember having like the caramel ones. The caramel ones are off the hook, and the fire sticks were off the hook too. But the apple sticks give you bad breath. A lot of people don't realize that after that. Until you get up to the face, like, oh, child.
There was the summer of candy when I was a kid where we got tongue splashers, which came in like the paint can looking container. And then after that, atomic warheads took over.
That sounds good. You know, this is the month, July is the month of ice cream. It's ice cream month. So got to make sure you let the love flow. And so over this weekend on my YouTube channel, I got 19 different people that agree with me. They said Tim should dance. Tim should dance, and you know, and it's like, and it'll be like, is it like where it was with Kevin Bacon? Is that why you don't want to dance? Are you like in a little town or village like that?
No, they didn't pass a law that nobody can dance in this town. They passed a law that only I can't dance in this town.
I would like to do that. I think that would give you a whole different. I know it's like, you know, but what kind of dance? I think you ought to do the Paso Robla. I think that's if you could get that taken care of, you might as well dance something else. But I think that Julie would enjoy that. You know what I mean? And like I said, you don't have to be the best dancer. You just have to be a decent dancer. You know what I mean? And since you're so svelte, you could probably not feel you step on her feet these days. You know, so I was another thing I was thinking, like, you know, Chicago, they have a residency here. They're going to come back here and finish the residency at the end of the year. And this is when they're going to finally have this is going to be the last week of shows, probably the last show or whatever that they'll be here. Peter Cetera is going to be back with them then. First time in over 40 years, wow. Since 1984, since Peter Cetera. That's when Peter, and when I think of Chicago, besides thinking of Mike Ditka and Harry Carey and stuff like that, I think of Peter Cetera. Not even before Michael Jordan. You're like, what's up with that? And I'm a brother, okay? Even before Michael Jordan, I think of Peter Cetera. And so I just think that's something that should be appreciated. You know, there's a lot of these great singers that their talent, you know, they've retired like Lou Gramm from a Foreigner and stuff like that, and Steve Perry, he's singing again, but I don't know if I doubt he's gonna get back with a Journey again. That would be nice. They were talking about doing that for this.
Yeah, I guess they don't want to get back together.
But they don't want to have to pay all the residuals. But I think that's Journey was better when they had Steve Perry.
Yep.
Like I said.
And
like
now
I said,
they just have a Steve Perry impersonator.
And he could blow that dude.
He's a good singer, but he's just doing an impersonation of Steve Perry.
And he was a Steve Perry impersonator in the Philippines when they found him. And the thing about that is, it's like, you see, like, I told you about how his album, he was saying on them. The Dolly Parton album, like last year, I told you about, the year before last, I heard him sing. I was at his house when he was to hear this demo of the song he sang on there. And it's like, I like that. That's good. But I'm thinking, like, I would really enjoy seeing you dance. And I think that you ought to ask your parents. But, you know, but you're grown. You, no one can make you do it unless you want to do it. And I think that would be just, I think that Matt Moniz would appreciate it, and Stephanie would appreciate it.
I don't think either one of them want to see me dance, but I got to hold you there, Lamone, because I got to take a break here.
But dancing good though, you know, you might there might be your kind of like
next
Three Stooges kind of
next time no, I go on a cruise and they have the unlimited drink package and I get that and Uptown Funk comes on, then I'll dance. But other than that, that's pretty much the only situation. All right, you have a great day and try to stay cool out there.
Oh yeah, it's been 118 degrees. We have like until Friday this week, we have 118 degrees or higher. this last, we had 4 days of 115 plus, more like 117, to be honest with you.
Well, try to stay as cool as you can. I got to hold you there. I got to take this break. You have a great day.
All right. So tell Phil, I say, hey, what's shaking, Phil? And what's up, brother? And none but love and respect to the people up in New Bedford up there and there. One last question. Do you remember Captain's Courageous, right?
I don't.
You don't remember? You call yourself a... Anyways, Captain Courageous with Spencer Tracy. He was about how these men would go out to sea to bring back fish, you know, to feed the village and make money for them. And one guy could make... Oh, that is a good movie. You ought to see that Captain's Courageous. But they have a place where a lot of people go and their husbands never come back from the sea.
Yeah,
and there's a statue there. And they, when people die, they take and throw a wreath and flowers out there near the statue in the water, you know, as to celebrate memory for them.
We have that here in New Bedford.
So is that where that statue is? There's a statue of a kid, of like somebody being windswept, like looking over into the ocean. Is that what statue look? I don't know. What does your statue look like for there?
Now we have one that's a father and child, I believe, and then we have the Poseidon one that's coming back. I got to hold you there. I got to take this break. You have a good day, Lamone. All right, we will take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. You know, the boys of summer, they like it when it's warm, but they don't like it so much when it's muggy like this. But I guess this is what we're in for all week long, so hopefully you've got the air conditioning in. I actually put the second air conditioner in over the weekend. Saturday afternoon, I was just sitting in my office/living room, and I was watching TV, and I just started to feel like, ugh, it's so sticky in here. It's so gross. I didn't feel overly warm, but I just felt so sticky. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put in that second air conditioner finally. And so I popped that in, and the problem is it's super loud. And it probably needs to be replaced, but I'm kind of cheap and it still works. And it's always been loud. So I just have to like turn the TV up really loud. And I watch TV with the closed captioning on anyway these days. So, eh. But I definitely kept that going as much as I could over the weekend. So I'm sure I won't love it once the electric bill comes in. But it's certainly nice when you sit down in it. And I stopped running that air conditioner. I don't run that air conditioner when I'm not home. I just run the one that's in like the main part of the house. Otherwise, it just gets way too warm. But the electric bill is certainly going to be, I'll just roll my eyes and I'll make up for it by not turning the heat on until November. It'll all balance out in the end. So hopefully you are staying cool and dry and finding ways to keep yourself from getting overheated. Again, it's not so much the temperature that we'll have to deal with this week, although it will be warm. It's more the humidity. And I'm going to a couple of concerts this week, so I'm really looking forward to the fact that it's going to be, you know, damp and moist and muggy. And then on Saturday, it's going to actually be raining off and on. So, yeah, I guess I was due for a concert in the rain. Been a while. 508-996-0500. That is a number to call in and chime in. We also have App Chat and Open Line Voicemail on the WBSM app. There were a few incidents that happened in the city over the weekend that I know people are messaging us about. We are looking to get some information about those. I've sent in a request to the police. When they get in a little bit later on this morning, hopefully we'll hear something back and we'll have an update for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I don't want you to think that, you know, we're ignoring the messages. And of course, one of the incidents we heard about as it was happening. So we have eyes and ears everywhere, but we can't bring you the information until we get it confirmed. Speaking of confirmed, we're still waiting to find out more information from the FBI as to what's going on in Westport, but the FBI is still searching for evidence in Westport, and they've been tight-lipped about what it is they're looking for and what it's related to, which has caused a lot of speculation. But as soon as we get the answers on that, we will let you know. Again, 508-996-0500. I've got to take one final break this hour, and we'll be right back. And welcome back into the show. We have about a minute here before we're going to go into the news. I can't hear that song and not think of Dennis Miller Live on HBO. That was on Friday nights throughout the 90s, and I used to watch it religiously. Still remember trying to call in to the show, 1-800-LACTOSE. Anyway, we are going to be taking a break here for the news. When we come back, you can call into this show at 508-996-0500. App chat.